Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Douglas back here as we continue our program on this Monday night. We are talking with the head softball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Jim McLaughlin, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Oh, you bet. Good morning.
So as we take a look here at your team here at the start of the season, off to a 4-2 start. You opened the season with a loss to a pretty solid Forest City team. You shut out Clarion Goldfield Dow, shut out West Hancock, lose to a salty Belmont Clemmie team on the 30th of May, and then last week, 2-0 week, you knock out Bishop Garrigan in Algona. You shut out Lake Mills at home. Your game Thursday got a half inning in before it got rained out. But just overall, with how this season started, especially with a lot of new faces getting varsity time, just what has pleased you the most with what you've seen from your team so far?
Yeah, this has been a brand new year in terms of most our players and really trying to just find ourselves and figure out what our identity is. So overall, been really pleased with this group. Really works hard, they play hard, they have fun, they don't like losing, they want to keep competing. I've had only one lineup that's been the same out of a 6 ball games. I'm getting a lot of different contributors, which is really positive for us early on here, and kind of mix and match in lineups as we go along.
And as we take a look here at those that have stood out early on, having to replace a pitcher like a Brooklyn Osborne is not an easy task, but Maya Morgan, she's not only done it in the circle, she's done it at the plate. She's got 2 home runs on the year, 6 RBI in the circle. She's got a 1.83 ERA, struck out 33, is only allowed 22 hits here in the early goings. Just what's impressed you the most about the step forward she has taking over that number one pitching role?
Right. Last year, she came in and did a really nice job for us last year as that number two pitcher and got a lot of valuable experience. And she's worked hard in the off season, over the winter, and she came in with some pretty good goals set to be successful. And she's really thrown well, and being a lefty, that kind of helps us out a little bit there on some of the spins and movement of the ball is a little bit different than what hitters might see regularly. She's pretty good at hitting her spots. Throwing harder than what she has been, that's health, and she has a couple different pitches, so she really competes out there really well. We have a nice catcher behind her too, her classmate, another sophomore, Holly Anderson, has been doing a really nice job defensively for us back there. So those two work really well together.
And you mentioned Anderson. She's one of those newcomers that really stepped up and played well for your team. And I could list just a handful of them, players like a Brenda Grand George, like a Micah Anderson, a Holly Anderson, Ellie Lenning, so on and so forth. And those younger players have done a really good job, especially early on. But what's maybe an area that you are ready to see them make another jump towards as we get more into the heart of the season?
Right. For who we've played, we've done well. We've competed well. Our big key, I've told them all season long, is putting the ball in play, especially with 2 strikes and 2 outs. And Ellie Lenning's an example of that. She's had a couple big, big hits for us this season with 2 outs for us that drove in runs, some of these different ball games and stuff. And that's what our players just need to do. We're not going to be as offensive-minded as we have been in the past until these players get more success and just more experience. So, we kind of take it day by day and see what each player can kind of give us without trying to do too much and without having their confidence kind of broken down, and keep building that up. And, that's what's going to get us there. That along with some really good solid defense.
And as we take a look at the slate coming up this week, I'd say it's a pretty big race big week in terms of the conference picture. You're at Garner-Hapel Ventura tonight. Wednesday, you're back home against a North Union team that's looking like your typical North Union team. Mm-hmm. You're on the road Thursday at a very good Central Springs team on the eastern side of the top of Iowa before wrapping up the week on Friday with North Iowa. And then next week, you start the conference slate all over again with a road trip up to Forest City. And when you take a look, especially at this week, the thing that you're maybe the most excited about when you look at this week and maybe the outcomes that it could have on the conference picture?
Right. Garner's another team that's improved over the last season or so, and we play them tonight, and that's a big game just to stay up there in that conference race, and then it comes up to Wednesday, Thursday, where we play those perennial power teams of North Union and Central Springs. So that's really going to give us a good look at where we stand as a team in the conference and just in the area. And, you know, are we ready to compete with those teams at that level, or, you know, what do we still need to work on? You know, but our seniors, Addie Jeske's really having a great start to her final season, as is Maya Edwards at first base, and we kind of lean on them quite a bit, along with our other senior, Emily Snyder. So those three have kind of been around for a while, and they got to kind of lead us through some of these things. But it's going to be exciting playing this week. There's some real good competition we're going to play, and we're looking forward to competing with them.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk with us, and good luck this week beginning tonight against Gardner-Hapeville Ventura.
Thank you.
That was Jim McLaughlin, the head softball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We wrap up our program next with Amber Doyle of Roland Story here on 95.7 FM.